Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Sucker Punch Epidemic.
More women coming forward with harrowing accounts of being sucker punched.
Everything went black and I was on the ground.
Just walked up to me and punched me.
This victim's jaw had to be wired shut.
He just punched you.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Then a parent's worst nightmare.
And she was just saying over and over again, "Dad, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
He came upon his daughter's car, impaled by a steel beam. How could anyone survive this? She did.
This is my daughter.
And what we can all learn from the death of Senator Joe Lieberman.
He died after falling at his brother-in-law's home.
Important advice for everyone.
You're going to be holding on with your hand, and then you're just stepping down.
Plus, move over, Rockettes.
Three presidents at Radio City Music Hall.
And just miles away, Trump at the wake of a slain cop. Then, the video seen round the world. It was his camera.
Am I dreaming? This can't be real.
And what's going on with the price of chocolate?
Almost twice the price.
The price of deliciousness skyrocketing. Great tips. Just in time for Easter.
There are some sales to be had right now.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Kelly, and today for Deborah. It happened to them. More and more women are coming forward to say they were sucker punched out of nowhere on the streets of New York. And just look at this woman's face. She was hit so hard, her mouth had to be wired shut. She spoke with Amber Cogliano.
This woman is the latest victim of what seems to be an epidemic of sucker punch attacks. Her jaw is wired shut. She lost three teeth after she was struck at random. Surveillance video shows the terrifying moment it happened.
He's punched me here, the right eye, very strong.
Dolce Ricardo could barely speak when I met with her today in Brooklyn.
He broke all my jaw and both sides.
He broke both sides of your jaw?
Yeah, both.
He just punched you?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere?
No reason for punching me.
No reason.
No reason.
She's just the latest victim. After our story broke earlier this week, more and more women are coming forward with harrowing accounts of being sucker punched by men on the streets of New York. All these videos have been posted in just the last 48 hours.
He rushes out. Out of nowhere, just punches me in the face. I fall onto a car.
This guy just came up on the side of me and punched me in the head three times.
I literally just got punched in the face.
We spoke to this woman, Sterling Quinn.
I've never been hit before, so that was the craziest experience. It felt like nothing, and then everything went black, and I was on the ground, and then I felt everything. So it was just a crazy sensation, and then a million emotions coming up.
The face-punching epidemic, now up to 40 victims, hit a chord with Savannah Guthrie.
This happened to a very good friend of mine who actually happened to be the former head of New York City Transit, ran the subways. She got punched in the face and in broad daylight.
Reality TV star Bethany Frankel also says this happened to me a few months ago, but I was embarrassed to say.
I didn't know that it had been multiple people. I just saw one person say it. I was like, oh my God, the same thing happened to me.
Inside Edition spoke to Sky Mejias, a 25-year-old from Texas who moved to New York to pursue a modeling career.
This homeless man just walked up to me and punched me. That was basically it.
Punched you in the face?
Yeah, I mean, I ducked, kind of, so I hit my face and he hit me in the side of the head.
The attacks seem to be the work of men acting alone. An arrest has been made in one case, that of this young woman whose social media posting about her goose egg-sized bump opened the floodgates of other victims coming forward.
I was literally just walking and a man came up and punched me in the face.
The suspect once ran as a fringe candidate for mayor of New York. Check out the comic book graphic he put on this music video.
Wow, that's me.
Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
While overall crime numbers are down in New York, random assaults on strangers are up 13.9% from last year. A father is called to the scene of a horrific car crash where his daughter was behind the wheel. The vehicle was totaled. But where was his daughter? Jim Ray tells us, and if you don't already believe in miracles, this may change your mind.
A dad comes upon a horrific car crash. The steel guardrail has impaled the vehicle. He's in shock because it was his daughter who was behind the wheel.
My daughter called me this morning, and she was just saying over and over again, Dad, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
How could anyone survive this?
As bad as this looks, as bad as this is, I want you to see something. You've got to see this. Open the door, Kinsey. This is my daughter. She was in this car.
Incredibly, his teenage daughter is alive, still shaken, sitting in her dad's car. She suffered only minor injuries.
She's got a little bit of scratches on her hands, a little bit of scratches on her feet, and that's all. She crawled out the back window, and she was in the road when I got here.
I spoke to grateful dad Kevin Mullins and daughter Kenzie. They're at the salvage yard where their car was towed.
Kenzie, how terrifying was that?
It was very, like, I really didn't even know it was, like, that close to me until, like, I was outside of the car. And I just looked over and I was like, oh, that was, like, that close to me.
17-year-old Kenzie says she looked down for just a second to change a song that she was listening to when she suddenly crashed into the guardrail in Bradford, Tennessee.
What do you want people to know when they get behind the wheel of a car?
If you're driving, keep your eyes on the road.
Her dad's video has gone viral with more than 15 million views.
My God is an amazing God.
I was absolutely blown away. I was expecting a couple hundred views maybe. And we just look at this as a miracle.
She was in this car.
Just incredible. And today is dad's birthday. And having his daughter unharmed, he says, is the best gift of all. Longtime Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman, has died at 82. His family says from complications after a fall. It's shining the spotlight on how dangerous falls can be, especially for the elderly. Stephen Fabian has tips on how to stay safe.
It's a big fear, falling. It turns out that Senator Joe Lieberman's cause of death was due to complications from a fall at his brother-in-law's house in New York. The stats are sobering. 36 million senior citizens fall each year. 3 million have to go to the ER. 32,000 die. The internet is loaded with examples, and it's not just the elderly. Young people can also take serious tumbles. Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, died in 2022 when she fell down the grand marble staircase inside her New York townhouse. Physical therapist Karina Wu says staircases are especially dangerous.
So when it comes to senior citizens and walking downstairs, what's your advice?
Nothing in your hands. If you're a senior citizen and you're walking down the stairs, pay attention to your balance, use the banister, make sure your foot is not going to slip off, and you've placed as much of the foot on the step.
So no coffee when you're walking down the stairs, Bill.
No coffee, no phones.
There are actions you can take to avoid serious injuries if you're about to fall.
If you're going to fall, this would be better.
On your forearms like
that? On your forearms. Okay.
As opposed to what? Catching yourself like this?
Like this.
Because if you catch yourself like that,
you can break everything from the wrist up.
The key is thinking ahead and being aware of your surroundings, no matter the age.
Experts say after suffering a fractured hip in a fall, 1 in 3 adults 50 and over die within 12 months. New York's famed Radio City Music Hall is usually where you go to see the Rockettes kick line. But tonight, President Biden, along with former Presidents Clinton and Obama, will be on stage. While just a few miles away, former President Trump was on hand for the wake of a police officer shot in the line of duty. Les Trent has more.
It's an historic gathering of presidents. Four commanders-in-chief, past and present, in New York at the same time. Donald Trump was on Long Island, attending the wake of a fallen NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller, shot to death in the line of duty Monday.
The Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order.
Meanwhile, President Biden flew to Manhattan for a fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall with former Presidents Obama and Clinton.
The marquee at Radio City Music Hall announces tonight's epic event, said to be the most lucrative political fundraiser of all time, expected to raise more than $25 million. 5,000 tickets have been sold, starting at $250 a head.
Lizzo, Lea Michele, and Queen Latifah are performing. And Late Show host Stephen Colbert will moderate a discussion between the three presidents on stage. Obama is reportedly nervous about Biden's re-election chances.
Apparently, he's reportedly very afraid Joe Biden will, in fact, lose to Donald Trump.
According to the New York Times, he's making regular calls to top aides at the Biden campaign to strategize and relay advice. And Curb Your Enthusiasm's Larry David is venting about Trump in a new interview on CNN. So crazy.
He's such a sociopath. He's so insane. He just couldn't admit to losing. And we know he lost. He knows he lost. And look how he's fooled everybody. He's convinced all these people that he didn't lose. He's such a sick man. He's so sick.
No curbing this curmudgeon.
As the recovery effort continues at the site of that deadly bridge collapse in Baltimore, we're getting our first look on board the cargo ship, the Dolly, which is at the center of the disaster. Here's what it shows.
It's new video on board the ship that brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. NTSB investigators shot the footage after boarding the stricken vessel. You can see a huge hole punched in the bow of the ship. There are also huge gashes visible in the container stacked 7 stories high. The Dolly was carrying 764 tons of hazardous materials in 56 containers, some of which are now leaking. We're learning about life on board the Dolly and other supership vessels like her. Merchant mariner Brian Boyle took this video tour of a container ship, the Maersk Ohio.
Every position on board gets their own room. Each room has its own bed, a couch, its own bathroom. You have a lot of other amenities like crew recreational rooms. A lot of times they'll do like barbecues. They'll even go fishing off the back of the ship.
This is the bridge with dozens of computer screens. A sudden power outage like the one that struck the Dolly would leave the ship helpless. And the shipping enthusiast who set up the stationary surveillance camera that captured these live-streamed images spoke to our Les Trent. Michael Singer is a member of the Baltimore and Chesapeake Bay Shipwatchers group that monitors shipping in and out of the port. He says he was awakened by members around the world watching the disaster live.
What the f***?
When you saw the collision and the bridge going down, what was your immediate reaction?
Am I dreaming? How could this have happened? This can't be real. To see something that's been there for so long just suddenly gone, it's just shocking.
Investigators have recovered the ship's voyage data recorder, similar to a plane's black box, which they hope will provide answers about what went wrong. Under all those umbrellas is Sean Diddy Combs, who's been in hiding since his homes were raided in a human trafficking investigation. But as he keeps a low profile, more people are coming forward to say they had upsetting experiences with the music mogul.
Disturbing stories are surfacing about Sean Diddy Combs in the aftermath of those massive raids at his coast-to-coast mansions. Former TV host Tanika Ray, who was once a Diddy backup dancer, hinted she knows a lot.
You know, we all have stories. Seriously, we all have stories. Mine is horrific, and only five people know it.
Music writer Toray told MSNBC anchor Joy Reid an unsettling story about a relative who once interned for the music mogul.
Years later, they finally came out, and this is a male, and said that Puff had said, come home, stay the night with me, or the internship is over. And they said, absolutely not. He said, absolutely not. And the internship ended.
The raids also triggered intense emotion from this woman. Natanya Rubin tells News Nation that it was Diddy who shot her in the face during an infamous nightclub shooting back in 1999.
I was shot in my face.
Diddy was with then-girlfriend Jennifer Lopez when he got into an argument with another man.
I looked straight forward ahead, and I watched the muzzle flash from both of their guns, and I felt the impact to my face instantly.
No doubt in my mind who shot her.
Diddy and J-Lo were both arrested in connection with the shooting, but no charges were ever filed. The investigation into sex crimes and trafficking allegations against the rapper is being compared to the probe that brought down singer R. Kelly. Lawyer Nadia Shahada led the federal prosecution of Kelly.
The R. Kelly case, I think, provides a good roadmap for prosecutors to use to consider the types of charges they can bring and also the evidence that will prove them, the types of witnesses that a jury will find compelling.
Combs did not return our calls for comment, but has previously denied all allegations of wrongdoing.
Next, what's going on with the price of chocolate?
Almost twice the price.
The price of deliciousness skyrocketing. Great tips just in time for Easter.
There are some sales to be had right now.
And cowabunga. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cashback events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks to chocolate, eggs, and bunnies being more expensive than ever this year, filling your Easter basket may be bittersweet. So we've got some ideas on how to make the holiday more affordable.
This 3-year-old girl is getting a sneak peek inside her Easter basket. Her mom, Marika Miller, wants to fill it with chocolate bunnies. But with the soaring cost of chocolate, she's not sure if she can foot the bill.
The mere fact that it's so high, it just makes me question if I even want to buy it anymore.
She's not alone. Many are taking to social media to vent their frustration.
Chocolate is comprised of cocoa, milk, and sugar. The price of cocoa has more than doubled to almost $8,000 per ton. That's the highest price in decades. And the price of sugar is also at record highs. So the two main components of chocolate are high, and that translates into higher prices on the shelf.
Consumer Reports deputy editor Brian Vines helped Marika and Mai find some deals at the supermarket.
Before we actually get into the store, use your phone and look for those prices. There are some sales to be had right now on these candies. And if you really want to go varsity with it, just wait till the day after Easter and come and find some things.
Bingo.
And hide it under the couch and say, look what the Easter bunny left you.
Good ideas. And when we come back, bet you've never seen this. Cows taking the plunge.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Have you ever seen cows do this? They are jumping off a boat. It's how farmers in Ireland move them to graze on remote islands. Who knew cows were such good swimmers? And still to come, the new Little Hercules. Finally, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mini-Me.
This little guy wants to pump you up. But wait, those muscles aren't real. Mommy and Daddy painted them on. This is exhausting.
All that lifting wore him out. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.